Hi, babe. What's up?
I was calling because I spoke
I can't hear you.
I was calling you because I spoke to John.
Okay. I still really can't hear you. Why is it so muffled?
I was calling you because I spoke to John.
And what happened?
Well, he's got stuff on the liver and his lungs. They just don't know. They just have spots or whatever, but they don't know if that's, you know, where they're hoping that the point of origin is where they're at. And they don't know how bad that situation is on liver and lungs. He says, because it's on the liver, because there is some on the liver, he said that's automatically considered stage four. But, they, like you said, the test, he's got it.
You're so low. Why is the volume so low?
I don't know. How about now?
Still low, but it's okay. All right. So are you going to the doctor with him next week?
No, he's going with Marichal.
Okay. As long as Marichal's going.
Yeah, he says she's been good, you know, through the whole thing. She wants to go with him and everything like that.
Good.
If she can't go, or she stretched you out and you want to just not go, you know, she don't want her to go or something, I said, I'm here. I'll go to any point, whatever I could do.
Yeah.
You know. And he appreciated that. Yeah, he said the same thing to me. He goes, man, I haven't gotten in touch with Larry. We were supposed to go out and blah, blah, blah. I said, yeah, I was saying that. He never got back to me. So.
How did he sound?
He said Sharon's definitely a little bit freaking out because,
Well, of course.
Of
course,
so,
but.
More so than his. And not that his other sister's not.
No, I know.
This is a big thing, you know, obviously.
Yeah, but how does he sound?
Sounded okay. He said even when he saw us on the holidays, he says he wasn't really wasn't feeling good. He said, but he just thought maybe it was gas or something.
Yeah.
And he said that once I went into like the test and stuff like that, he goes, it just seemed like I just started feeling more and more uncomfortable.
Okay.
I wasn't feeling right. I didn't think it was anything serious before, but. So he says, he feels okay now. He says, you're fine. I mean, other than just recovering from the surgery itself, you know.
Yeah, that's a tough recovery, man.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be tough going to chemo. That's tough.
For sure. And you can go sit with him, though.
What's that?
You can go with him and sit with him through the treatment.
I told him I'm here, whatever. If I said it, I'm in.
That's awesome. I mean, that's great that you're able to do that with him.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Everything happens for a reason.
All right. I have to hang up now because I don't want to start crying. Goodbye.
He said, yeah, it's good that I got Marichal right now. He goes, because she's all, like, you know, with the faith and everything like that. He goes, we got faith here, buddy. I said, we got you.
Yeah. I said to Jennifer last night, she's like, just keep praying for him. I said, you know what? I said, I already have the entire church praying for him. So,
yeah.
And she was laughing. Arielle just texted me. She saw my message about the prayer requests and everything. She's asking if it's your brother.
By the way, you didn't take your lunch.
And I didn't give you the papers. Where was my lunch? Why didn't you remind me? You were there. All right. Sorry. I love you. I'll talk to you later.
I love you. All right.
Bye.